Shavua Tov. We are on the top, picking up where we left off yesterday, on the top of Tet Amud Aleph. Yeah. So, we are by the two dots, about a quarter of the way down on Tet Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Shebao Banav. Right? The children of Rabban Gamliel went to a Chatuna. They came back, or it doesn't say Chatuna, it says Bet HaMishneh, it says they went to some Simcha, and they came back, and it was after Chatzot, before Alot HaShachar, they asked their father, should they read Kriyat Shema, and Rabban Gamliel's response to that was, yes, right, if you remember, and Musab, and Musab. So he says, okay, so now, says the Gemara, V'adhashta lashmi'a lehu had Rabban Gamliel. Until this story, they didn't know their father's opinion on the matter, that Rabban Gamliel holds that you can say it until Alot HaShachar. They had to wait until this story that they actually came back from the Bet HaMishteh to ask him. Usually, if you're a Talmud, you know what your father holds. You know what your father and Rebbe hold. So what does it mean that they asked him this? Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamrile. This was the dialogue between Rabban Gamliel and his sons. The sons asked him, Rabbanan Pelige Ilavach V'yachid V'rabim Halacha K'rabim. Is it that the Chachamim disagree with you and hold that the end time for Kriyat Shema is Chatzot? You hold it's Alot HaShachar. And in a situation where you and the Chachamim disagree, we would revert to the rule of Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim Odilma Rabbanan Kavatach Svira Lehu. Really, maybe the Chachamim agree with you that the end time for Kriyat Shema is Alot HaShachar. And the fact that they sent to Chatzot is Le'archik Ta'adam Min Ha'avira. Amar Lehu Rabbanan Kevati Sevira Lehu V'chayavin Atem. He says, you're right, the latter is true, that they're not disagreeing with me. They agree with me that the end time for Kriyat Shema is Alot HaShachar, and the only reason why they said Chatzot is Le'archik Ta'adam Min Ha'avira. V'haydeka Amri Ad Chatzot Kedei Le'archik Ta'adam Min Ha'avira. They didn't know that. They weren't sure if there was a machloket, if they agreed in essence. Now, what would be the machloket? If, according to the first thought that they had, that they're possibly arguing, let's see Rashi, what was the machloket? What possibly was the machloket? Says Rashi HaKadosh. Hachika amrile, le'rabban gamliel v'rag resinan ela. Rabbanan peligi ailavach, klomar, mi peligi rabbanan alaych, which means, do the Chachamim really hold until Chatzot is Leikuva? After Chatzot, kiss it goodbye. They may not hold like you hold, Rabban Gamliel, that the entire B'shochbecha means the entire time that you stay asleep. Rather, the Chachamim might hold that what only when people begin to go to sleep. When do people begin to go to sleep? According to them, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when do people begin to go to sleep? Until Sofa Shmura Rishona. The Chachamim add on a little bit, but not much. What do they say? Until Chatzot. Vezeo. Says Rashi, Umiyu beha peligah ad Rabbi Eliezer. They are going to be Eliezer. The ilu Rabbi Eliezer svira lehe. Zeman esek shechiva eno ela ad ha-shmura Rishona. Rabbi Eliezer says, people begin going to sleep from the beginning of the night until Sof HaShmura Rishona, first third. Zeu. Urabbanan ad Chatzot, and according to Rabbanan, that period ends at Chatzot. Ve'at Zvir Alach, and you, Rabban Gamliel, our father, hold, uv'shoch becha, not the beginning time, ela, kol ziman shebnei adam shochvin, ve'ainu kol alayla, v'yachid v'rabim alacha kerabim. That's the first way to understand this machloket. Odilma says Rashi, kavatach sevira lehu, they hold like you. Umash melu v'shochbecha kol zeman shechiva, they hold like you. That v'shochbecha of the pasuk means the entire time the people sleep. V'ad ka'amri ad chatzot, harchaka hu kedel zariz. It's only in order to cause a person to read it earlier so that he doesn't come to avera. Umiyu hecha de'itnis v'la kara kodem chatzot. They would agree that if a person, something happened, an onus happened, didn't read before chatzot, adayin zman chiyuvahu, really the zman chiyuv of kriyat shema continues until alot ha-shachar. Umechai ve'naf ki yedei kriyat shema bizmano. And a person who would read it before alot ha-shachar would be yotzei dechova kriyat shema bizmano. To which Rabban Gamliel's response to his children was, "Kavati svira lehu, mechayavin atem likrot garsenan, vela garsenan mutarim." There's no reason for Rabban Gamliel to say you're allowed to read. Meaning, is there an isur to read Kriyat Shema after the time? No, there's no isur, Right? The afilu shelo bizman otnan. We're going to see in the next amud. Hakorei mikan va'elech lo yifsid ki adam akorei b'torah. Even if you miss this man, okay, it's like you're reading the Torah. So there would be no reason for Rabban Gamliel to say mutarim likrot. Rather, what did he say? The correct yirsa in the Mishnah is chayavim atem likrot, which means that what he's saying that what whether according to me or according to the Chachamim, we're all in the same boat, and even they would tell you they're still obligated to read Kriyat Shema.
Says that, before there is a difference that Rabban Gamliel holds it's like
correct
until
even so. The question is, Lemaisa, when does the mitzvah for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit end? Maskanat Gemara. If you ask Rabbi Eliezer, when does it end? Sofa Shmura Rishona. If you ask Rabban Gamliel, Alot HaShachar. And if you ask the Chachamim, what are they going to tell you? Also Alot HaShachar. That's it. Now, right.
In that sense, they put the Gader, then it becomes B'nachat Kalan
B'deavad. That's it. Now, based on this Gemara, we said last time that there are several poskim hold halacha, Rabban Gamliel. However, in Da'at, Maran HaShulchan Aruch, like that. Right. Says the Gemara, Velozu Bilvad Amru Ela. Right, what did the Gemara say? Not only that, Rabban Gamliel said, not only Kriyat Shema, but anything that is a night bound mitzvah, its mitzvah is all night long until Alot HaShachar. What were some examples he gave in the Mishnah?
Hekter
Chalavim Ve'evarim, right? He said stuff like that. V'kol ha'ne'echalim li'yom echad, those korbanot that are eaten for a whole day. Says the Gemara, V'Rabban Gamliel mi ka'amar at chatzot, de'katani ve'lo zu bilvad. Does Rabban Gamliel say until chatzot to say, no, this is only... Everything's really until Alot HaShachar, but over here, kedei la'archik ta'adam min avira. Rabban Gamliel, what does Rabban Gamliel hold about Chatzot? Nothing. Not by Kriyat Shema, and not by any other mitzvah in the Torah. He holds night mitzvot or until Alot HaShachar, period. So why is he even saying, velozu bilvad, other mitzvot of night also are until Chatzot? You don't hold of Chatzot, Rabban Gamliel. What are you saying? Says the Gemara, hachi ka'amalu Rabban Gamliel ivne. What did Rabban Gamliel tell his sons? Afilu l'rabban, forget about me. Afilu l'rabbanan deka amre ad chatzot, mitzvata ad she'ale amud ha-shachar, v'hai deka amre ad chatzot, kedei l'achik ta'adam min ha-avira. I don't hold of chatzot. We didn't record to the Chachamim that do hold of chatzot. It doesn't only apply by Kriyat Shema, but any time the Chachamim said chatzot with regards to night-bound mitzvot, like Ekter Chalavim Ve'evarim, and Kol HaNeichalim Liyom Echad, it's all kedei l'achik ta'adam min ha-avira, but really if you ask the Chachamim, I missed chatzot, can I still burn the Evarim? Can I still eat the korbanot? Even the Chachamim will tell you, bevadai bevadai. Yeah, vayta. Says the Gemara, Hekter Chalavim, one of the examples of the Mishnah is burning the fat and the limbs of the korbanot. Now, says the, which means what? That according to the Chachamim, what do we say? Be'etzem, mideoraita, you can burn the limbs all night long. Mideoraita, you can eat the korbanot shel yom echad all night long. Lecha techila, say the Chachamim ad chatzot. Guess what's missing from this list? Ve'ilu achilat pesachim, lakatani. The Mishnah makes no mention of eating the korban pesach. Urminhi, there's a baraita that disagrees with this. Kriyat shema arvit. V'halel belele psachim v'achilat pesach mitzvatan ad she'ale amud ha-shachar. So what do you see from here? That achilat psachim is one of the things that has to be eaten until Alot HaShachar. And what is Korban Pesach is in the list along with all of these other things. And by all of these other things, what's the halacha? Even though the mitzvah is until Alot HaShachar, what did the Chachamim say? Chatzot. How come Korban Pesach was not in our Mishnah that according to the Chachamim, it should be done by Chatzot? So yeah.
Gemara wants to ask that whatever was brought in Mishnah, that's the only...
It seems like pieces. It. It's putting everything in the same...
it
seems... So, says the Gemara, why didn't we say Korban Pesach? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Lakashia, Harbi Azar bin Azariah, Harbi Akiva. This baraita is Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. This baraita is Rabbi El Azar bin Azariah. Detanya. There's a fundamental machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah until when a person is allowed to eat Korban Pesach on Lel Pesach. The Tanya, ve'achilu et basar b'layla hazeh. The Torah says that the meat of the Korban Pesach has to be eaten on this night. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, ne'emar kan b'layla hazeh, ve'ne'emar lehalan, the pasuk later says, ve'avarti be'eretz Yisraim b'layla hazeh. What is that talking about? Makat Bechorot. When did Makat Bechorot happen? At what point of the night? Chatzot. Ma lehalan at chatzot, afkan at chatzot. Just like Rabbi Elazar learns Gzeh Shava, hazeh, just like Makat Bechorot happened at chatzot, so to the cutoff point for eating Korban Pesach, on Lel Pesach is when? Chatzot. Now,
he would say to eat it only at chatzot?
Until chatzot.
Makat Bechorot happened only at Chatzot, not before.
At. That's the cutoff point. The
so
cutoff point.
The cutoff point, but not the beginning. Not the
correct.
Start.
Rabbi Akiva, Amar le Rabbi Akiva.
Is it the same Rabbi Elazar from the Mishnah?
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. No, not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar le Rabbi Akiva, Valok van Neymar bechipazon. Am Yisrael left at chipazon. Ad she'at chipazon. When could Am Yisrael eat Korban Pesach? Until the time of chipazon. When's that? When did Am Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? In a rush, in a hurry?
In the morning.
In the morning, Alot HaShachar says, Rabbi Akiva, you can eat Korban Pesach until Alot HaShachar. Says the Gemara, Im ken matalmud lomar balayla. So why, according to Rabbi Akiva, why does the Torah say balayla if it's until Sha'at HaChipazon? Yechol yenechal kekodashim bayom. Talmud lomar balayla. I might think like other Korbanot that are allowed to be eaten during the day. Talmud Lomar, that's why the Torah says Korban Pesach is different. Korban Pesach may only be eaten during the night. But during the night means all night long until when? Until Alot HaShachar.
Why doesn't he put it in the Mishnah?
That's exactly the point, because in the Mishnah there's no such thing. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is no such gzirah until Chatzot by Korban Pesach. It's fake news according to Rabbi Akiva. No such thing. Okay, now.
Rabbi Akiva says you could do it until Alot?
Yep. Says the Gemara.
So why doesn't he put it in the Mishnah?
It's exactly the point. Because in the Mishnah, all the things in the Mishnah are until Chatzot, lechatchila. According to Rabbi Akiva, lechatchila korban Pesach ad alot haShachar. Now, so he says that's exactly why it's not there. However, says the Gemara, Talmud lomar balayla, balayla unechal velo bayom. Fine. Now the Gemara goes back and says, bishlam le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah deit legzera shava itzrich lemichtav lehaze. According to Rabbi Elazar, that there's a gzera shava. That according to Rabbi Elazar, he has to limit. Does Rabbi Elazar limit the time that a person can eat Korban Pesach on Lil Pesach? Absolutely. Until when? Chatzot. Until Chatzot. That's why the Torah says, Hazeh, Ela Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazeh, Mai Avidle. According to Rabbi Akiva, why do you need the word Hazeh? You're not learning Gzera Shavah or anything, and you have all night long. So just say, V'achaltem et habasar, Balayla. What do you have to say Hazeh for? Says the Gemara, Lema'ote, Laila Akhir. Rabbi Akiva says, you know why it has to say Hazeh? So you don't think that you can eat it another night. Huh? What? Says the Gemara, why would you think that you can eat the Korban Pesach another night? It comes to exclude another night. What's the Hava Amina to that? Says the Gemara, Salkada Atach Amina, I might have thought to say, Ho'il Ufesach, Kadashim Kalim, Ushlamim Kadashim Kalim, Mashlamim Nechalim Lishne Amin Velaila Echad, Av Pesach Nechal Shtelelot, Bimkom Shne Amin, Bienechal Lishtelelot, Viyom Echad, Kamash Ma'alan, Balaila Hazeh Nechal, Veno Nechal, Belaila Acher. Which means what? In general, what kind of Korban is a Korban Pesach? Rabotai, out of the four kinds of korbanot, Ola, Chatat, Asham, Shlamim. What kind of korban is korban Pesach? Shlamim. How do you know? Look in the Mishnah. Look in the Mishnah in Ezo Mekoman. You say it every morning. Shlamim, Kadashim, Kalim, v'chule v'chule. And then it says, Habbechor ve'amaaser ve'apesach. What's the common denominator between all those korbanot? They are all Shlamim. Now what's the halacha by Shlamim? All korbanot Shlamim, if you read in the Mishnah, we read it every morning, right? V'nechalim lishnei yamim v'layla echad. Which means, let's say you bring a korban Torah. Toda. Korban Toda is a form of korban shlamim. What is the time limit to eat that korban? The Mishnah says, it's based on the Torah, bayom ha'yachel u'mimachorat. Which means, you bring a korban, you can only bring korbanot during the day, correct? You bring a korban Toda, let's say you bring a korban shlamim during the day, how long do you have to eat it? The clock starts. You brought the korban, you have the rest of that day, you have the following entire night, you have the day after that, the entire day. When does it become notar?
Night.
The following night. That's what it means. Shnei yamim v'layla echad. It's not in that order. It means, what does it mean, 2 days and a night? It means day, night, day. We're talking about 2 days with a night sandwiched in between. Now, that's by regular shlamim. By Pesach, you can't do that, because the beginning time for Pesach, when's the earliest time to eat the Pesach? Can you begin eating Korban Pesach during the day?
No.
When does the clock begin for Korban Pesach? It starts night. So I might have thought, just like by other Shlamim you have day, night, day, I might have thought that by Korban Pesach, that's the Shlamim. What do you say? What would you say? Night, day, night. And when does it become notar? The following, the morning of the second day of Pesach. Kamash Malan, says Rabbi Akiva, no. That's why the Torah says, V'achaltem et habasar balayla hazeh. What's balayla hazeh? Even though it's the entire night, but only, unlike any other Korban Shlamim, what's the halacha? Only this night. Tzet kohavim, ta'alot ha'shachar. And at what point does it become notar?
Morning.
Alot HaShachar, right? What does the Pasuk say? Lo totiru mimenu ad boker. Ve'anotar mimenu ad boker. Ba'esh tisrofu. Yeah. Now. Huh? No. Says the Gemara. Oh, says the Gemara. V'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Where does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learn that you can't eat it any other night? Milototiru ad boker nafka. That what? The Torah says openly, lototiru ad boker. Ad boker means, once the next morning hits, what happens to that Korban Pesach? It's dead. It's notar. So, V'Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva not learn out of Lototiru Memenu Ad Boker? Boker Sheni. Rabbi Akiva says, no, just from that Pasuk Lototiru Memenu Ad Boker, what does Boker mean? The second morning, which means I would have thought night, day, night is still good. What's Lototiru Memenu Ad Boker? The day after. That's why I need Balayla Hazeh. However, the Gemara says, and why does Rabbi Azar ben Azariah not buy that? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Azar Amar Lach, Kol Boker, Boker Rishonu. When the Torah says, Lo totiru mimenu ad boker, it's a reference to the first day that hits. That's it. So Mela, that's how we come out, and therefore we're going to have to see the halakha.
But it's not true, because Rabbi Akiva said, he calculates nights. It is two nights and day.
You might have thought. He says, that's the Hava Amin, and that's why you need the Pasuk to tell me that's wrong. Don't do that. Now, Rabotai, what happens? That's why there's Machlok Tavir. We're going to have to see what the Rambam holds about Achilat Korban Pesach. For this reason, we are Machmir to eat Afikoman and to say the Halil, which are Keneged Korban Pesach. We're Machmir Kedat Rabbi Azar ben Azariah, preferably on Lila Seder, to do everything, including Achilat Afikoman and Kriyat Halil before Chatzot in observance of Shitat Rabbi Azar ben Azariah, but we're going to have to see who does halacha follow. Let's see. Rashi. Huh? Shlamim. Shlamim kadashim kalin shechitatan b'chol makom ha'azara v'daman ta'un matana achat ubilvad sheiten kenegda yisod. Shina b'achilatan ha'b'chol ne'echal ha'kohanim v'ma'ase l'chol adam v'ne'echalim b'chol ha'ir l'chol adam l'shnei yamim v'laila echad. Mishneiot mifrashot.
Korban toda is also kadashim kalin.
So, yeah.
One day and one night.
Right. No.
Todah
is different. Todah is different.
Why would we say we learn it from Shlamim and not from
Todah? Regular Shlamim. Regular Shlamim. That Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. There are some Liyom V'Layla at Chatzot. Todah is different. That's true. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, She'at Chipazon. Rabbi Akiva says you can. Did somebody put an alarm? 9:20, if you don't mind. Okay. Weiter. שעת חיפזון שנחפזו לצאת, והיינו עמוד השחר. When did Am Yisrael start getting jumpy to leave Mitzrayim? Right, when was that? עלות השחר. כדכתיב, לא תצאו איש מפתח ביתו עד בוקר. Even though they were chomping at the bit to leave all night long, but הקדוש ברוך הוא commanded them בפירוש that they can't leave. יכול יהיה נאכל כשאר קדשים ביום שחיטתו כדרך תודה, שאף היא זמן אכילתה יום אחד, ואוכל והולך כל יום שחיטתה, והלילה עד הבוקר כדין תודה דכתיב ביום קורבנו יאכל. I might have thought, what? The entire night and day. Right? Originally we learned from Toda. Toda has what? You're right.
Day and night.
Day and night. So over here, you don't have day and night. What do you have? Maybe night and day. Kamash malano. Now, we go a step further. That was Rabbi Akiva. Ma shlamim ne'echalim lishnei yamim v'layla echad shebentayim. Right? Remember, it's by shlamim, by regular shlamim, besides for Todah, it's day, night, day. דכתיב ביום זבחכם יאכלו ממחרת, אף פסח נמי, I would have thought פסח also, הואיל ואינו נאכל אלא בלילה, נוקים שני לילות במקום שני ימים. Switch שני ימים ולילה אחד, instead of day, night, day, do it what? Make night, day, night. בשלמים ויהיה נאכל בשני לילות ויום אחד. לא שיוכלנו ביום. It doesn't mean that, although the Torah says בפירוש, that, one second, although the Torah says בפירוש that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten at night. So Rashi is asking, how did Rabbi Akiva ever have a Hava Mina, that, or a previous thought, that you should be able to eat it at night, and then during the day, and then the following night? You can't eat it during the day. The Torah says it has to be eaten at night. So Rashi says, he never thought that it may be eaten the day between the two nights. Rather what? אלא שיש שהות זמן שלא ייפסל באכילה בשביל המתנת היום ויוכלנו בלילה השנית. Rabbi Akiva thought, maybe, not that you should eat it during the day in between, but the fact that it waited the day in between shouldn't make it pasul, and that following night you should still be able to eat it. Kamash malan, בלילה הזה, דווקא on that night. Okay? Now,
the first night.
Yeah, Viter. Says the Gemara Viter. Yeah?
Is there any halavina by regular Shlomim to say night, day, night?
There's no reason to, because when does the stop? When does the clock start on regular shlamim?
Day.
So
my question is
shlamim v'layla achad. So now we just want to transfer that. We want to convert that by Pesach, which the clock doesn't start during the day; it starts at night. So instead of day night, it should be night. Now says the next Gemara, v'hanetana'e kehanetana'e. These tana'im follow these other tana'im that we find in another baraita. In the Sifri, what does the Baraita say? The Tanya, Sham tizbach et haPesach ba'ariv kevo haShemesh moed tzetecha miMitzrayim. There's a pasuk with three different times regarding the Korban Pesach in the same pasuk. What in the world does that mean? Sham tizbach et haPesach ba'ariv. What's ariv?
Evening.
Kevo haShemesh. What's that? When the sun goes down. That's time number two. Moed tzetecha miMitzrayim. When you left Egypt. That's time number three. In the context of Korban Pesach, what are we talking about? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ba'erev atazoveach, which means evening time, before the sun sets, you have to bring the Korban Pesach, offer it. Uchvo haShemesh ataochel, when the sun sets, which means of here, Tzetek Kochavim, you eat it. Umoed Tzetecha miMitzrayim atasoref. When was the time that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim?
Morning,
that's when it has to be burnt. What about the Korban Pesach is burnt in the morning? Leftover, the notar. That's Shitat Rabbi Eliezer. And who's that like? According to that, what is that? That's Shitat Rabbi Akiva. According to him, how long, according to Rabbi Eliezer, how long do you have to eat Korban Pesach? All night long. Kishitat Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, he says a little bit different. Ba'erev atazoveach. Kevo haShemesh ataochel. Ve'ad matai ataochel ve'olech? Ad moed tzetecha miMitzrayim. Until when? Until... Oh, I'm sorry. Until the time that you left Mitzrayim, which is Alot HaShachar. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yoshua is the other way. Rabbi Yoshua says, you can't burn it until Alot HaShachar. But it doesn't say you can eat it until Alot HaShachar, according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, everybody agrees. When can you burn the leftover of the Korban Pesach? In Bezashu Machloket, Alot HaShachar. But when can you eat it until? Rabbi Yoshua says, until Chatzot. Rabbi Eliezer says, until Chatzot. That's like Rabbi Azar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Yoshua says, you can eat it until the time that you left, and only then do you have to begin burning it. That is kishitat Rabbi Akiva. What's the machloket? Amar Rabbi Abba, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, hakol modim kshenigalu yisrael miMitzrayim lo nigalu ela ba'erev. Everybody agrees that the beginning of the salvation of the redemption of Am Yisrael began when? At night. Shneimar hotziacha Adonai Elohecha miMitzrayim laila, which means the Kadosh Baruch Hu began taking us out when? During the night. When? What point during the night?
Chatzot.
Bechorot. That's when the salvation began. Uchshiyatzu lo yatzu ela bayom. But the actual leaving of Mitzrayim, when did they actually exit? The exodus happened during the day. Shneimar mimachorat haPesach yatzeu bnei Yisrael biyad rama. Which means that the day following the hakravat korban Pesach is when they actually came out. Al ma nechlaku. What? So therefore, what is the machloket, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Azar ben Azariah, until when you can eat the Korban Pesach? Al she'at chipazon. When is considered the hurried moment? Who's hurrying? Rabbi Azar ben Azariah savar, mai chipazon, chipazon de Mitzrayim. Rabbi Akiva savar, mai chipazon, chipazon de Israel. Rabbi Azar ben Azariah says, whose hurriedness do we follow? We follow the Mitzrim. When did the Mitzrim hurry us out? Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, b'ashim yikachol bechor. Right, power and pajamas. In the middle of the night, they started pushing us out. And when did Am Yisrael hurry themselves out to get out? Actually, during the day, Alot HaShachar. Therefore, according to Rabbi Azar, we follow Chipazon de Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, we follow Chipazon of Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara Tanya Namihachi, there's a baraita that supports this. Hotziacha Adonai Eloicha miMitzrayim laila. Did they leave at night? They left during the day. Shneimar mimachorat haPesach yatzu bnei Yisrael biyad rama. Ela melamed shitchila lahem geula miba'erev. That what? The geula of Mitzrayim began when? At night. And when was it completed? During the day. And that is the machloket between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Let's see Rashi. Sham tizbach ta pesach ba'arev kivu ha-shemesh mo'ayt setecha miMitzrayim harei lecha shlosha zmanim she'enam shavim. There are three different timelines in this pasuk. Ba'arev, what's ba'arev? Ki natu tzile le'arev, hainu le'achar chatzot shenistalka chama merosh kol adam. That's from chatzot hayom. When was the earliest time to bring korban pesach? in Beit HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, half hour after Chatzot, right? Mincha Gedola. Now, that's when the sun already shifts. At Chatzot, where's the sun?
Middle.
Right above your head. What happens half hour later? The sun has already moved from the east. It's no longer in the middle. It's towards what? Towards the west. V'natetan le'ma'arav. Kevo ha'shemesh. Second zman in the pasuk is when the sun sets. Mishecha shecha. That's nightfall. Tzed ha'kohavim. Mo'ed tzedcha mi'mitzrayim. The time that you left Mitzrayim, ba'boker. Ketzad yitkaimu kulam. How do you have all three zmanim with regards to Korban Pesach? Ba'erev lizman shchita. Evening of the 14th of Nisan is for shchitat Korban Pesach. Kibo ha'shemesh, hatchalat zman achila. When the sun sets, tzet kochavim, that's already the beginning of the time to eat Korban Pesach. Mo'ed tzedcha, zman srefa, which means the next morning is already the time to burn the rest. Klomar, ba'boker hu na'asan notar, shi'igi zman srefa. Happens to be, you can't burn, even, forget about Mitzrayim, anytime they ate Korban Pesach, you can't burn it on the morning of the 15th of Nisan, because that's Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to burn leftover Korbanot on Yom Tov, so anyway, by default, when do you have to wait until the morning of the 16th? Ad matay ata ochel, haynu k'Rabbi Akiva, aval l'tana kama, according to the earlier Tana, which was Rabbi Eliezer, ad chatzot laila v'zman achila, you can only eat until chatzot. V'tu la de'ila mai benayu, what's the difference? Must be, if they're both saying, burn it at alot ha'shachar. So what must be the difference between the two Tanaim? Not when you can begin to burn it, but until when you can eat it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, ad chatzot, that's like Rabbi Azar ben Azariah, and according to Rabbi Yoshua, it's kol alayla ad alot ha'shachar, which is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Says Rashi, kol modim, Rabbi Akiva gufe modesh alayla mechatzot va'elach hayta sha'at chipazon ha'mitzrayim shalecha min ha'aretz. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that when did the Mitzrayim begin trying to push us out of Mitzrayim? When did that happen? Chatzot. Me'erev nig'alu. Why is it considered that the Geulah of Mitzrayim started at night? Why? Natnu lehem reshut latzeit. Because when did Mitzrayim finally give us full permission to leave? When was that? From Chatzot al-Layla. However, chipazon de Mitzrayim, makata bechorim, she'al yadam nechpezu lemahel l'shalecham. What caused the Mitzrayim to give us permission, full permission to leave? What was the precursor to that? Makat bechorot. However, chipazon de Israel, when now, what did Am Yisrael say? Now we're not looking for your position, now for your permission. Now we're going to leave on our terms, right? Uvnei Yisrael yotzeim biad rama. When do they leave? In the morning. Chipazon de Israel lo shem'u lahem latzeta da boker. Why? The Midrash says shelo yira'u alehim ki gannavim. Right? Am Yisrael said we're not going to go in the night. We're not going to sneak out. How are we going to go out? Allah. Okay.
The zman shechita. You can't bring during the day.
Of course.
It says be'erev l'zman shechita.
Right, which is from Mincha Gdola, half an hour until Chatzot, half an hour after Chatzot until Shkia. Right.
In that 8 or 9 hour period.
It's not. No, 5 and a half.
In that 5 and a half hour period, they brought all the Korban Pesach?
All of Am Yisrael had to bring all of their Korbanot Pesach.
One Mizbeach.
Huh? One Mizbeach, and there were three shifts. That's Psachim. That's about 2.5 years from now. So, no, actually not. It's about a year and a half. So, now, not 3 years. Year and a half. Okay? We have Brachot, Shabbat, Eiruvin, Pesachim. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara. It's fourth parak of Psachim also. So, says the Gemara Vayter, Daber na be'ozne ha'am. This is speaking about Yetziat Mitzrayim. Right? What does the pasuk say? Daber na be'ozne ha'am, v'ishalu ish met re'ehu v'isha met re'utak lechesef v'chle zahav. Which means, please speak to Am Yisrael and ask them to take gold and silver from the Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, Amri daber Rabbi Yanai, en na ela leshon bakasha. Anytime the Torah says na, what is it? It's a request. Amar le'akadosh baruch hu le'moshe. So, do you have to ask? Please go take some gold. Right? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to say please? אמר להקדוש ברוך הוא למשה בבקשה ממך לך ואמור להם לישראל בבקשה מכם שאלו ממצרים כלי כסף וכלי זהב שלא יאמר אותה צדיק ועבדו ועינו אותם קיים בהם ואחרי כן יצאו ברכוש גדול לא קיים בהם. Which means, he says, please go ask Am Yisrael, ask them to do me a favor and take the possessions of the Mitzrayim. Why? So that Abraham Avinu doesn't have ta'anot on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You tortured them and you had them enslaved, but you didn't give them. So Hashem says, tell Am Yisrael as a favor to me, do what? Go ask for money. Says the Gemara, Amru lo ulvai shenitze be'atzmenu. They told, Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't need no gold, no silver, no anything, just what? Get us out of here. משל לאדם שהיה חבוש בבית האסורים, והיו אומרים לו, בני אדם מוציאים אותך למחר מבית האסורים, ונותן לך ממון הרבה, ואומר להם, בבקשה מכם, הוציאוני היום, ואני מבקש כלום. It's like a person's in jail. He says, we're going to let you free tomorrow with tons of money. What does the guy say? Do me a favor. Let's do it today.
Keep the money.
Get me out today. But anyway, Am Yisrael ended up doing it. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Oto tzaddik, Avraham. Okay? Vayter. Says the Gemara. Vayash ilum. They ended up doing it, which means they ended up, quote-unquote, borrowing from the Mitzrim. Amar Rabbi Ami, melamed shehish ilum be'al korcham. Which means what? They forced them, Am Yisrael forced the Mitzrim, to lend them their possessions. Ikadam Rabbi al korcham de Mitzrim, v'ikadam Rabbi al korcham de Yisrael. Some say, what does it mean? Who, against whose will? Some say against the Mitzrim's will, which means Am Yisrael forced them. He said, like Makat Choshech, right? It's here, it's there, it's whatever. So some say it was against the Mitzrim's will, and some say it was against Am Yisrael's will. That what? Man de'amar ba'al korcham de Mitzrim, dichtiv unvat bay, techalek shalal. According to the opinion that it was against the will of the Mitzrim, it's based on that pasuk, unvat bay, techalek shalal. Man de'amar ba'al korcham de Yisrael, mishum masui. According to the opinions that it was done against the will of the Jews, why was it against? Why do you have to force the Jews against their will to go take stuff from the Mitzrim? Because they didn't want to carry all that stuff, because that would be an added burden for when they leave Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, you don't see so much of that anymore, huh? Okay, Vayter. So, says the Gemara Vayter. Okay? Vaynatzelu et Mitzrayim. And what? They took advantage of Mitzrayim. What does Vaynatzelu mean? Amar Rabbi Ami, melamed she'asa'ua kimtsuda she'en bahadagan. They made it like a trap. If you're a hunter and you want to trap birds, what do you put in the trap? You put some grains, you put some food in order to attract the birds, boom, and you trap them. They made Mitzrayim like a trap with nothing in it, which means they completely emptied them out. V'Resh Lakish amar, asa'uha kimtsula she'en badagim. They made it like what? The ocean bottom. Where do fish usually hang out? Not at the ocean bottom. Fish usually hang up, right? Because where's the food? Food usually comes from the top. So they made it like the ocean bottom that's empty of anything. According to both opinions, just saying the same thing, that when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they cleaned them out good. Vayter. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Kimtsula she'en badagan, derech tzayyadei ofot, lizrok dagan tachat mesudot kedei sheyavo ofot venilkadim, uchshe'en badagan en of ponei eileha, kach riknu ha-mitzrim mikol mamonam. Right? Just like the hunters, we said, they cleaned them out of all of the grain in the traps. Vayinatzelu ketergumo viroknu. Okay? Kimtsula she'en badagim, kemo metzulat yam, ocean bottom. Kromar betoch ha-tehom en metzulin dagin. In the depths of the sea, you won't find too many fish. Ela al sfat ha-yam hecha de'ik ha-mazon, the fish will usually hang out at the surface, or closer to the surface, where there is food. Says the Gemara, a pasuk from this week's parasha. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "What if they ask your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should I say is your name?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, it's Hashem Kodesh. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lech amon lahem leYisrael, Ani hayiti imachem b'shi'abud zeh, V'ani imachem b'shi'abud malchuyot. He says, go tell Am Yisrael, I was with you in the bondage of Mitzrayim, and I will be with you again in the bondage of other exiles. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daya letzara b'sha'ata. He says, they're barely surviving in Shiabud Mitzrayim. You want me to go tell them that there's going to be other galuyot? It's going to kill them. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lech emor lahem, you're right. Instead of saying, Ehyeh asher ehyeh, what should you tell them? Ehyeh shelachani alechem, which means what? Just this galut, don't mention to them the other galuyot. Okay? Says the Gemara Vayter. One more Gemara. We mentioned this Gemara on Vav Amud Bet. Aneni Adonai Aneni. Who said that? Eliyahu Navi. Amar Rabbi Avu, Lama Amar Eliyahu Aneni Bet Pe'amim? Melamed She'amar Eliyahu Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Aneni She'tered Esh Min HaShamayim V'Tochal Kol Asher Al HaMizbeach. Number one, answer me that the fire should come down from heaven and eat everything on the Mizbeach. V'aneni She'tasiach Da'atam Kedei She'lo Yomru Ma'asek Shafim Hem, She'ne'emar V'ata Sibota Et Libam Achoranit. And also, don't let them have any foolish thoughts that the fire that's coming down from heaven is a... it's, you know, witchcraft. Have them think and let them understand that it is being done b'derech nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see. Rashi says, Rashi HaKadosh, Daya letzara b'sha'ata, Daya letzara she'itonenu ba b'sha'a she'tavo alehem. Lama tad'ivem achshav b'besura kasha? It's enough the tzara that they're going through now. Why would you make their hearts heavy with Why did you make them suffer with the news that not only are they going to have to go through this, they'll have to go through another galut also? Says Rashi, "Shetasiach da'atam milavo b'libam mezima shel resha." Instead of thinking thoughts of evil, la'kchisheni v'lomar al yedek shafim eveti ha'esh hazot, to deny what I'm doing and to say that everything that I did is through sorcery. That's why Eliyahu Navi said aneni twice. Next Mishnah, Masechet Berchot, says the next Mishnah. So we spoke about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. Next Mishnah, like we said in Bet Amud Aleph, the pattern of the Mishnah is what? Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit. Me matay korin et Shema b'Shacharit. Now we're talking about the beginning time of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit. Says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, Mishiyakir ben Tchelet Levan. When you're able to tell the difference between Tchelet, there's Machlok Taposkim exactly what Tchelet is, but let's go for a second, sky blue, Lelavan, to white. When you can tell when there's enough light in the sky to tell the difference between these two colors. We're going to talk about soon where are we talking about. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben Tchelet Lekarti. To tell the difference between sky blue and dark green. Karti is what? Karti is leek. You know, leek has different colors, but the bottom of the leek, or I'm sorry, the top of the leek, where it's the darkest, what's that? No, the bottom is white. The top of the leaves of the leek are very, very dark green. Okay, so that would require more or less light?
More
light, to tell between blue and green. Says the Mishnah, now that's the beginning time. Ad ha-netzach hama. You got to finish Kriyat Shema by what? Netzach hama. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, ad shalosh sha'ot. Sheken derech melachim la'amod b'shalosh sha'ot. When do you have to finish it by? Not by netzach hama, rather by the end of the third hour of the day. Why? Because that's when B'nei Melachim wake up during the third hour of the day, and Am Yisrael are B'nei Melachim.
Why is the first to say netz?
We're going to see in the Gemara. Now, Hakore mikan va'elach, after the end time for Kriyat Shema shel Shacharit, lo yifsid, you don't lose out, you don't get the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but it's ke'adam hakore ba'Torah, it's just like you're reading a portion of the Torah. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Techelet yarok hu. Rashi says Techelet is actually what?
Green.
A lighter shade of green. Okay, Rashi holds that many poskim disagree with Rashi, but Rashi says this here and also, Al tzitzita kanaf petil techelet on the Torah, Rashi also understands that the color of techelet on tzitzit was green as well. Vekarov letzeva karti, and it's pretty close to leek green, shekurin porish. Okay, weiter, says the Gemara. Okay, b'seder, to.
Grass is green.
Some poskim say it's a little bit closer to purple. There's a big machlok at the poskim, exactly what color techelet is. Okay, weiter. Now, says the Gemara, Mai ben tchelet lelavan. That original time that the Tana Kama said in the Mishnah between blue, let's call tchelet right now not like Rashi. Let's go right like we grew up. The tchelet is blue. Okay, let's assume that for a second. So what are we talking about? What are we differentiating blue and white? What material are we talking about? Ilema ben givava de amra chivra li givava de amra techelta. If we're talking about two different wads, two different like pieces of wool, one's blue and one's white, you hold two wads, two what's the word you have over there?
Bundles.
Two bundles of wool, one's blue and one's white. You look at it at night. Are you able to tell the difference? Yeah, you don't need light for that. It's obvious. So what's the Mishnah trying to say with the shiur? It's trying to give a measure of light in the sky. You can tell the difference between two bundles of wool, one's blue and one's white, or according to Rashi, one's green and one's white, even, you know, in the dead of night. Okay, says the Gemara, Ela ben tchelet sheba lelavan sheba. We're talking about, now there's a machloket Rashi and Tosfot, what we're talking about over here. Rashi explains, what does it mean, the tchelet in it, to the white in it. Rashi explains that we're talking about the same bundle of wool. Now in the same bundle of wool, not everything, even if you color the entire thing blue, is every single piece going to be the same piece of blue? No. Some places are going to be whiter than others. And some places, the wool doesn't really absorb the blue color. So in order to tell in the same bundle the difference between the blue and the white, over there, are you able to tell that at night? Not really. Over there, what do you need for that? You need more light, okay? And Tosfot argues, let's see Rashi for a second. Ben tchelet sheba lelavan sheba, gizat tzemer shetzva'at tchelet. A bundle of wool that you dyed it blue, v'yesh ba mekomot shelo ala atzeva yafeh. And there are certain places where it didn't really get the color, and it's still white. Tosfot vehemently disagrees with Rashi. If you look at the very top Tosfot on the Amud, Ela ben Tchelet Sheba Levan Sheba, Piresh Rashi, Tzemer Tzavu HaTchelet, V'yesh Mekomot Shelo Ala, Shama Tzeva Shapir. Bekashe, Damrim Bemenachot, Re'e Mitzvah Zo, Sheba Talui Mitzvah Acheret, Ve'ezo Zo, Kriyat Shema, Keditnan, Ad Sheyakir Ben Tchelet Levan. The Gemara seems to link the Tchelet LeLevan to Kriyat Shema in terms of what? Mitzvah tzitzit. The Gemara says that tzitzit and Kriyat Shema are linked. Why? Because the time for Kriyat Shema is based on the blue and white, not of random pieces of wool, but what kind of wool are we talking about, says the Gemara? Tzitziot. V'ikaya gizat tzemer ena tluya b'tzitzit. If like Rashi, that it's talking about random wool, tzitzit and Kriyat Shema have nothing to do with one another. Ve'od, balayla nami pe'amim yicholim lir'ot tzemer shenu tzavua kedarko. And also, even according to Rashi, that we're talking about a wad, a bundle of wool, sometimes you can even tell during the night in the same piece of wool which piece is blue and which piece is white. Al korchach, al ken yesh lefaresh ben tchelet sheba betzitzit sheya kavua bo tchelet vegam shne chutin lavan ve'osim bo chulia shel tchelet ve'chulia shel lavan. Which means, Tosfot says, not like Rashi. We're not talking about just random wool. When we say tchelet sheba, lelavan sheba, what's ba? We're talking about the tzitziot. And in the tzitziot, according to Tosfot and Rashi, unlike the Rambam, but according to Tosfot and Rashi, how many strings are the tzitziot? Four, which are then folded into eight. According to Rashi and Tosfot, they're lechatchila, right? When you have the actual tchelet, some people nowadays do, some people don't, but bizman shebet ha-mikdash kayam, when we certainly have the tchelet, there need to be two strings of white and two strings of blue. And then what do? You tie them chuliot, you make windings, or you make loops, and they change off, they're intertwined, the blue and the white, in the loops that you make, in the windings that you make, in order to tell the difference in the tzitziot between the blue windings and the white windings, says Tosfot, that you really can't do at night, that you really need daylight to be able to see, because that's all intertwined together. That's the machloket about tchelet sheba levan sheba
vayter. Says the, if you're not saying tzitzit,
yeah.
If you're saying tzitzit, I get it, but if you're not saying tzitzit, don't you think that the Gemara is saying a very hard timing? In other words, how are people supposed to know when white and green, like, it's
not white and
green,
white and blue. Yeah,
it's a very vague time that the Gemara is telling.
When you have enough light for it.
Yeah, but nobody's. It's not. It's you're not giving me a specific time.
None of these are.
But if you tell me tzitzit, so you look at your tzitzit.
Yeah. So instead of looking at your tzitzit, you look at a wad of wool. Rashi will tell you.
Not everybody has it.
Huh?
You're supposed to look for.
Not everybody has tchelet. Not everybody wears tzitzit. It's mitzvah kiyumit, not mitzvah chiyuvit. Go get a pair of tzitzit and look at it. Go get a finger wool and look at it. Now, huh? Weiter. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Tanya. Now the Gemara is going to bring a few more opinions for the beginning time of Kriyat Shema, Shel Shacharit. Tanya. Rabbi Meir Omer. Mishiyakir ben Ze'ev Lekelev. The amount of light that it takes to differentiate between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Akiva Omer ben Chamor La'arod. The amount of light that it takes to differentiate between a domesticated donkey and a wild donkey. V'acherim omrim, mishir'e et chavero rachok dalet amot v'yakirenu. When there's enough light to be able, when you see your friend four amot away, and you can recognize him. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, halacha ke'acherim, which means the halacha follows acherim. Not even like our Mishnah. We don't go ben tchelet le'lavan. We don't go ben tchelet le'karti. We don't do anything else. La'alacha, the Gemara says, what do we follow? When there's enough light to tell your friend from four amot away. Amar Abaye, li tfilin ke'acherim. The earliest time for tfilin is like acherim, mishiyakir et chavero. Lekriyat Shema kevatikin. And for Kriyat Shema, you use this time for what? The most preferable time for Kriyat Shema is the vatikin. Rashi is going to say, the people who endear, the people who love mitzvot, when do they say Kriyat Shema? After this time of Mishiyakir et Chavero, De'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vatikin ayu gomrin ota im hanetzach hama. Vatikin would finish Kriyat Shema. They would start Kriyat Shema after this time of Mishiyakir et Chavero, and they would finish Kriyat Shema when? Slightly before Netzach Hama, so that they could begin Amida immediately at Netzach Hama. That's the Vatikin. Tanya Namehachi, there's another Baraita that says the same. Vatikin ayu gomrin ota im hanetzach hama, kede sheismoch geula latfila venimtza mitpalel bayom. The Vatikin would make sure to say Shema slightly before Netzach Hama, the people who endear the mitzvot, so that they would finish Shema and go immediately from Geula letfilah. And when would their tefillah be? Bayom Mamash. Everybody agrees that when does Yom Mamash start? Netzachama, and they would pray at Netz. Amar Bizira, Maikira, where do we learn that the tefillah should be at Netzachama? Yira'ucha im shamesh velifnei yareach dor dorim, which means what? They fear you with the sun. When do we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When we pray to Him. And when do we pray to Him that causes us to fear Him? With the rays of the sun, which is Netzach Hamah, that's the most preferable time. Velifnei yareach dor dorim, which means what? Tefillat Mincha is before the moon, which means what? The Tefillat Mincha should be shortly before moonrise. When's moonrise? Right before Shkia. Right before Shkia is when the moon begins to see. Now, says the Gemara, He'id Rabbi Yosef ben Eliakim Mishum Kahala Kadisha B'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef ben Eliakim attested in the name of the Holy Congregation of Yerushalayim, Kol HaSomech Geula L'Tefila Eno Nizok Kol HaYom Kulo. Anybody who somech geula letfila, anybody who puts Gaal Yisrael next to tefila, is huh?
Not just by
oh, Tosfot asks your question. One second. Enon izok kol hayom kulo, doesn't get harmed the entire day. It's a big thing. Amar bizera eni, is this true? Ve'ana samche ve'idzeke. He says Rabbi Zera, I am somech geula letfila, and I got harmed. Okay, what was his harm? Rabbi Zera, we're going to see in a moment. Rabbi Zera was mekurav lemalchut. The Babylonian government was Machshivoto, and he was one of the people that had to bring to the Caesar, there was a turn of the Chachamim, they used to take turns to bring the Caesar, or the emperor, or the king, whoever it was, a crown of Hadassim every once in a while. So he says, I was Samech Geula Letfila, and it's something he didn't want to do, it's Bitul Torah. He says, they're sending me to bring Hadassim to the king, Yimach Shemo. So he says, what about, I was Samech Geula Letfila that day, why are they making me go to the king? So Amrule, what did they tell him? B'mai itzikat, what did you get harmed by? The amtayat asal b'malka, the fact that you had to bring hadasim to the king. Hatamna mivailach lemehav agra lemechaze ape malka. Over there also, you should have even had to pay for the zechut to see the king. It's not a damage. It's not something harmful. What is it? A zechut to see even the emperor of Rome or of Babylonia. Why? De'amar Rabbi Yochanan, le'olam yishtadel adam larutz likrat malchei Yisrael. You should always run towards Jewish kings. Ve'lo likrat malchei Yisrael bilvad, ela afilu likrat malchei akum. Not only should you run to go see Jewish kings, you should even go run to see Goyish kings. She'im yizkeh, because if in olam haba, you'll be zochet to see kvod malchei Yisrael, yavchin ben malchei Yisrael malchei akum. In retrospect, you'll see how much more honor in Olam Haba, Melech HaMashiach and the Jewish kings get than the Goyish kings ever got in their lifetimes. That's why it's mitzvah to even go see whom? Even to go see Goyish kings. Let's see Rashi for a moment. Says Rashi HaKadosh. We got some time. Now, says the Gemara. Arod, says Rashi, Chamur Habar. Wild donkey. Litfilin, leaniach tefilin. Shemitzvah tenachatan kodem kriyat shema perek sheni. The mitzvah of tefilin, in the order of the day, a person has to put on tefilin before kriyat shema. When does the mitzvah of tefilin begin? From this time called Mishiyakir et chavero. Okay? Vatikin, anashim anavim umchabevin mitzvah. People who are humble and endear the mitzvot. When do they read kriyat shema? Right before Netzach Hamah, in order to begin Amida, right at Netzach Hamah. Well, there's a machlok taposkim. We're going to get to there when we do the practical halacha b'ezrat Hashem. Okay? Mitpalel bayom, de'a Netzach Hamah ledivrei hakol yomhu. Everybody, there's a machlok about Alot HaShachar, remember? But everybody agrees that when does day start for sure? Netzach Hamah. Where's the pasuk that says that there's a mitzvah to pray Amida with the Netzach Hamah? When is Am Yisrael afraid of you? When do they fear you? When they accept your fear upon themselves, which is when? And I think the Bach adds in and tefillah. Which means that Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, that's when they accept it, and that should be with the rising rays of the sun. Okay? Im Shamesh, klomar, kshashemesh yotze, haynu ima Netzach Hamah. What does ima Netzach Hamah mean? Together with the rising sun. And Amidah is when? When the sun is already risen. ולפני ירח, אף תפילת המנחה מצוותה עם דמדומי חמה. The most preferable time for mincha is when?
Yeah.
With the final, you know, light of the sun, which is when? By שקיעה. Okay? שאם יזכה לעולם הבא לראות גדולתן של ישראל, if a person has the זכות, if a person has a זכות in עולם הבא to see the greatness of Am Yisrael, which means what? What do you see from the Gemara? And who are we talking about? Chachamim. She'im yizkeh. What does that mean? Don't take it for granted. You got to work hard in order to be zocheh, to see the gadlut of Am Yisrael ha'olam haba. Yavchin kam harbe gedulatan yoter ha'omot achshav. We'll see how much greater the gedula of Am Yisrael is going to be than anything the goyim ever had in this world. Okay? Now, I want to just show you, I want to share with you two Tosfot. Tosfot Acherim. Yeah? Tosfot Acherim. Acherim omrim, ad shir'e chavero, Birushalmi, b'me anen kaimin. Birushalmi says, what are we talking about? What kind of friend are we talking about within four amot? I beragil, afilu berachok tfe, chakim be. If it's a good friend, even when he's further than four amot, which means much less light, you'll still be able to see him even earlier on. If it's somebody that you don't recognize, then even if he's right next to you, you're still not going to be able to tell the difference. So what's the Mishnah, what's the Baraita talking about? Arba Amot, says the Yerushalmi, Tipater beragil ve'eno ragil, ke'aden achsan yada'at elekitzin, which means what? It's like a, not a really good friend, but an acquaintance. Which means, like, let's say you are a hotel keeper and you have a guest that comes once in a while. What would you call him? Fairly acquainted. So when you can tell a fairly acquainted individual from four amot, that's the time that we're talking about. Usually in Shas, Acherim refers to Rabbi Meir. Over here it does not, because over here Rabbi Meir said a different shita. What was Rabbi Meir's shita over here? Kelev and Ze'ev. So obviously, Acherim over here is not Rabbi Meir. Now, it comes out, the next Tosfot, I'm just going to paraphrase it because it's a little bit longer. The next Tosfot says that Lehalacha, it comes out, one second, the latest time is Vatikin? Of course not. So again, Lehalacha, based on this Gemara, what are we coming out? The earliest time for Kriyat Shema is when? Which is? Okay. Now, and that's also the earliest time for what? Tefillin. Now, when's the best time for Vatikin, the best time for Kriyat Shema?
Right.
Which means after this time of Mishiyakir, closer to what?
Netz.
Closer to Netz, a little bit before. And what happens if a person didn't read Kriyat Shema by Netz? Is the mitzvah over?
No.
Based on this Gemara Tosfot said, the mitzvah is not over until when? Until the end of the third hour of the day. What do you mean?
One said in the morning.
The Netz.
And the other guy said 3 hours.
So that's what we're saying. Lehalacha, Netz is for Vatikin. And cut off time.
You quoted the mandama that says Netz?
Yes. We're saying Lehalacha, he holds Netz as the cutoff point. We don't hold like that. We hold Netz as the cutoff point for what?
Vatikin.
For Vatikin. But even if you miss the Vatikin, the mitzvah continues Lehalacha kedat Rabbi Yoshua. That when does it continue until? Until the third hour of the day, we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch, there is a machloket aposkim, how to calculate these 3 hours of the day. It's everybody agrees it's seasonal hours, but is it seasonal hours from alot to tzit, from dawn till nightfall, or is it from sunrise to sunset? Which means, remember, it's dawn is earlier than sunrise, and nightfall is later than sunset. So it's either from dawn to nightfall, or from sunrise to sunset. Which one is going to be later? Which one is going to get you a later 3 hours? Sunrise to sunset, because remember, the count only begins
later.
Now, okay, we're going to see soon what the halakha really is. Okay, now, next Tosfot, the bottom Tosfot on the daf, I also wanted to see, says the Gemara, kol ha-somech geula letfila eno nizok. The Gemara says, anybody who puts Geulah L'Tfilah, which means, what have we spoken about until now, Somech Geulah L'Tfilah? Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and begin Amidah right away, doesn't get harmed that entire day. Says Tosfot, Ve'im Tomar, V'alo Kol HaOlam Sumchin Geula Letfila. Umayra Bute Derav Brona, Delach Pasik Chucha Mipume. Oh, that's really the next Gemara. Let's see the next Gemara. Oh, that's what Tosfot answers. Let's see the next Gemara first, and we'll come back to this Tosfot. Says the Gemara, Amar Lerbi El'a Le'ula. Rabbi Il'a told Ula, Ki ayalt lehatam, when you go up, he spoke to him in Bavel, he said, next time you go to Eretz Israel, Sha'il bishlamad Rav Bruna Achi, b'ma'amad kol ha'chabura, de'adam gadol hu, v'sameach b'mitzvot. He says, go find out how my brother in Eretz Israel is doing, my brother, Rav Bruna, find out how he's doing, because he's adam gadol, v'sameach b'mitzvot, and he's happy about mitzvot, and now he gives a re'ayah, that how happy he was with mitzvot, zimna chada samach geula letfila velapasik chucha mipume kule yoma. One time he was somech geula letfila, one day, and he couldn't stop smiling all day long. Which means that's how much he valued mitzvot. Okay, says Tosfot. Now back to Tosfot's question was, why is he smiling all day long? Everybody when they pray, the whole world are somech geula letfila. Right, how long does that make you smile for? Right. Okay, so...
If you're lucky.
Says Tosfot, V'yesh nomar, D'achi kamar, Kol ha-somech geula letfila kevatikin. Not just regular geula letfila, rather what? Tfila banetz. Shekorin kriyat shema kodem anetz. U'tfila le'achar anetz. When a person is somech geula letfila at the netz, that should actually what? That should make you smile. Yeah.
What does it mean to be someone to... How much time do you have for nitz? Let's say it's a minute.
Nitz is a... Again, in the times of the Chachamim, all the poskim say, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have all the luchot and the calendars, and it says exactly what nitz is. The Chachamim didn't have clocks or calendars or anything. What would they go by? What they saw. Which means it wasn't exact. You don't have to be exact to the second. You don't have to be exact to the minute either, the Rambam writes and many poskim write. Why? Because nitz is what? It's an approximate time, and in the Chachamim's time, you better believe that they didn't have, you know, alarm clocks.
But now that we do.
Okay, so there, but it's not me'akev. You can still do tefillah banetz if it's a few seconds or minutes off here and there. Now, let's see the... Huh?
Either way.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, Vayter, we have a few minutes left. Okay. Hechi matzi samich. Says the Gemara, how are you able to be somech geula letfilah by shacharit? ואמר רבי יוחנן, בתחילה הוא אומר, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ולבסוף הוא אומר, יהיו לו רצונים רפי וגומר. Which means, רבי יוחנן says, anytime you pray עמידה, you have to start off by saying, השם שפתי תפתח, and you have to end off by saying, יהיו לו רצון. So is there any time that you ever start by שחרית, you have to say that. So you're saying, ברוך אתה השם גאל ישראל, השם שפתי תפתח. You're not going directly to ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו ואלוקותינו. So how are you being סומך גאולה לתפילה? Says the Gemara, אמר רבי אלעזר, תהה בתפילת ערבית. Must be that when we're talking about Somech Geula Letfila, not Shacharit. Shacharit is out, because Shacharit is Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. Must be that the Smichut Geula Letfila is not in Shacharit. Where is it? Arvit. That's Gemara's Maskana. Tell Gemara Dabir. One second. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezehu Ben HaOlam Haba, Zehu Somech Geula Shel Arvit, Letfila Shel Arvit. But one second, that's also no good, because Rabbi Yochanan says that you should be, Ben HaOlam Haba, does what? You're Somech Geula Letfila, where else? By Arvit, not only in Shacharit, in Arvit as well. So how does that work? And in Arvit, you have Hashem Sefatai Tiftach? Yes. Ela Amar Rabbi Azar, Tehe Betfilat HaMincha. Must be that Smichut Geula Letfila is where? By Mincha. Says the Gemara, so that's one answer. That it's by Mincha. Okay? Which Geula do you have by... Okay, we're going to see. Okay, hold on. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema Kulhu. Rav Ashi says, scrap that. He says, no, really I'll tell you, smichut geula letfila is in all tfilot. How is that? V'kevan dekav'u harabbanan betfila, ketfila arich tadamya. Since the Chachamim made the pasuk of Hashem sefatai tiftach an integral part, they established it as part of the tefila, it becomes like what? A long geula, like the Gemara said before. And what's the raya to that? De'ilat temach, if you don't say that, arvi techi matzi samich. What are you talking about, Smichut Geula Letfila Ba'arvit? What do you have before, after Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael in Arvit? You have Ashkivenu, and Tosfot says, what else do you have? Kaddish. How do you do? והבאי לממן השכיבנו, אלא כיוון דתקינו רבנן השכיבנו, כגאולה עריכתה דמיה, החנמי, כיוון דקבעו הרבנן בתפילה, כתפילה עריכתה דמיה. Just like by ערבית, since השכיבנו is considered part of the tefillah, it's like a long geula, and it's not efsek, it's still considered geula letefillah, so too, by shacharit en mincha, Hashem sefatai tiftach, since it was established as part of the tefillah, what do we consider it? A long geula, and you're still being somech geula letefillah. Says Rashi, you're yotze amida, but not ketikna. You're losing a part of the amida. Hashem sefatai tiftach is part and parcel of the Amidah. Now, says, Ashrei. Ashrei is also Geula. Ashrei, directly to Amidah. Yes, that's Maskanat Gemara. Now let's see Rashi. The actual Geula of Mitzrayim was during the day. So we don't have to do it at night. But then the Gemara says, but it's mitzvah during the night. Fine. Vayter in the Gemara. Yeah. Michde. Now, we spoke about Hashem Sefatai Tiftach in the beginning of the tefillah, and we end off the tefillah after Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamberech Tamo Yisrael Shalom, Amen. Yule Ratzon. Says the Gemara, Michde. Hai Yule Ratzon imrefi mashma lebasof umashma me'ikara. Now, the ba'ina lememar. When you say the pasuk, yihyu leratzon imrefi, may the words of my mouth be for willingness, meaning accepted, vehegyon libi, and the thoughts of my heart lefanecha, Adonai tzuri v'goali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Savior. From that pasuk, does it sound like before I talk, or after I talk, or could it be both? It could be both. The words I am about to talk, or the words that I have spoken. So why did the Chachamim put it at the end as opposed to the beginning? That's Gemara's question. It says the Gemara, "Mai ta'ama tiknu rabbanan le'achar yudchet brachot lemnu meikara." Why don't we say just in the beginning? Why don't we say, "Adonai sefatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilatecha yiu leratzon imrefi ve'yegion libi lefanecha Adonai tzuri v'goali baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech avotenu." Why did they put it at the end of all 18 brachot? Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda bered Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, hoil velo amaro David ela leachar yudchet parashiot lefichach takinu rabbanan leachar yudchet brachot." Now, which perek in Tehillim is Yule Ratzon? That's the first mizmor we say on Shabbat morning. Lam naseach mizmor le David hashamayim misaperim kevodeinu ma'asi adav magidera kiya. The end of that mizmor is what? Yule Ratzon imrefi ve'egyon nibi lefanecha Adonai tzurif goali. That is mizmor number what in Tehillim? That is mizmor yutet, which means David HaMelech said it after 18 prakim of Tehillim. So we also say Yule Ratzon after 18 brachot of the Amidah. Says the Gemara, really? Hani yudchet yutet avyan. The Gemara says, it's not at the end of Pirek yudchet, it's at the end of Pirek yutet, which means it's not at the end of 18 chapters, it's at the end of 19 chapters. So what are you talking about? Says the Gemara, Ashrei ha'ish v'lama rageshu goyim chada parashahi. The first two chapters of Tehillim, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'asat resha'im, and lama rageshu goyim ul'umim yehegurik. Those first two chapters, says the Gemara, really? One. De Amar Biuda, Bered Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Kuf Gimal Parashiyot Amar David, Velo Amar Hallelujah. There were 103 chapters of Tehillim until David HaMelech said Hallelujah. What did he say? Itamu Chataim Min Haaretz, Ursha'im Odenam, Barechi Nafshi Et Adonai, Hallelujah. Which means 103 chapters had to come until David HaMelech said Hallelujah. Ad shira'a b'mapalatan shel resha'im. When did David HaMelech say Hallelujah? When he saw the downfall of the resha'im. In this pasuk she'ne'emar, yitammu chata'im min ha'aretz, may sinners cease from the land, ursha'im odinam, and the evil will be no longer, barachin nafshi et Adonai, Hallelujah. Now says the Gemara similarly, which perek of Tehillim is barachin nafshi? Rabotai? Which perek of Tehillim is Berachin Nafshi? 104. So now says the Gemara, Hani Kuf Gimal Kuf Dalet Avyan. Berachin Nafshi Et Hashem Haleluka is where it's not at the end of 103, it's the end of the 104. So why are you saying 103? Ela Shema Mina Ashrei Ha'ish V'lam Ragishu Goyim Chada Parshahi. Must be, if David HaMelech is calling Berachin Nafshi 103, that must mean that what? that the first two, Ashrei Ha'ish and Lamed Ragishu Goyim, are really one. De'amar b'Shmuel ben Nachmani, amar b'Yochanan, kol parasha she'aita chaviva al David, patach ba be'ashrei, v'siyem ba be'ashrei. Patach be'ashrei, dichtiv, Ashrei Ha'ish, v'siyem ba be'ashrei, dichtiv, Ashrei kol chosei bo. Any perek of Tehillim that David HaMelech really loved very much, he began with Ashrei and he ends with Ashrei. What's the only perek in Tehillim that begins and ends with Ashrei? Says the Gemara, it's what? Ashrei Ha'ish Ashelo Arach Ba'atzat Rishaim, the beginning of Aleph. And he ends with it. What's that pasuk? It says, Na shekuvar pen yenaf etovedu derech, kivar kim'at apo, Ashrei kol chosevo. Hey, one second. Ending with Ashrei, that ends Perek Bet. So it must mean, if the Gemara is calling it beginning with Ashrei and ending Ashrei, that must mean that what? That the first two are really one long one. Adkan. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi on the top of Yud Amud Aleph, Patach be'Ashrei v'siyem be'Ashrei, al machadahi. It's one chapter. De'Ashrei kol chosevo, siyuma de'lama ragishu goyimu. Because Ashrei kol chosevo is the end of the second chapter of Tehillim, which is actually a run-on of the first chapter of Tehillim. Let's stop here and see some halakha. Okay? Now, we are in the Rambam. Yeah, we're good? Nine thirty-five, please. Yeah, it says the Rambam. This because that was from last time. I'm sorry. If you look at the Rambam where it says lam metet, okay. הלכות קורבן פסח פרק ח' says the Rambam. כבר ביאנו בכמה מקומות שאין הפסח נאכל אלא עד חצות כדי להרחיק מן העבירה ודין תורה שיאכל כל הלילה עד שיעלה עמוד השחר. Says the Rambam, the fact that Korban Pesach is only eaten until Chatzot is only what? So you don't delay it, so you don't lose the time. But according to Torah law, when is Korban Pesach eaten till? Until Alot HaShachar, which means La'alacha ul Ma'aseh. Does the Rambam hold like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Azar ben Azariah? Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Azar ben Azariah, until what time is the Korban Pesach eaten until according to Torah law? Chatzot. The Rambam disagrees with Rabbi Azar ben Azariah and holds like Rabbi Akiva. Why is that? There's a Talmudic law. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero velo mechaverav. Anytime Rabbi Akiva argues with one other Tana, halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva argues with two Tanaim or more, the halacha will follow the others, the majority. Okay? Now, וכבר ביאנו מלכות חמץ ומצא שהוא טעון הלל בשעת אכילתו ושאין בני החבורה חוזרים ואוכלי אחר שנדמו בשינה אפילו בתחילת הלילה. Part of הלכות קורבן פסח is that while eating קורבן פסח there needs to be הלל. Remember, by the שחיטה of קורבן פסח, הלל. By the eating of קורבן פסח, again הלל. And what's the halacha if a person fell asleep at the beginning of the night even before חצות? You can kiss your קורבן פסח goodbye. Right? That's a different halacha when we get to פסחים. Now, בעזרת השם. Now, next Rambam, הלכות קריאת שמה. ואיזה, פרק א' הלכה י' א', says the Rambam, ואיזה הוא זמנה ביום, what is the time for קריאת שמה during the day? מצוותה שיתחיל לקרות קודם הנצח המה, כדי שיגמור. The primary mitzvah, the best mitzvah of קריאת שמה של שחרית, if somebody asks you, what's the best time for קריאת שמה של שחרית, what do you tell him? A little bit before Netzach Hama, כדי שיגמור לקרות ולברך ברכה אחרונה עם הנצח המה, so that you finish קריאת שמה and the last ברכה of עזרת ברוך אתה השם גאל ישראל right at נצח המה. ושיעור זה, when's that? כמו איסור שעה קודם שתעלה השמש. It's about a tenth of an hour. How much is a tenth of an hour? Approximately 6 minutes before the sun goes up. ואם יחר וקרא קריאת שמה אחר שתעלה השמש, if you read Kriyat Shema later after Netzach Hama, Yatzai Dechobato. You're still, huh? Okay. You're still, it sounds like from the Rambam that reading Kriyat Shema after Netzach Hama is what? Bidi'avad. She'onata ad sof shalosh sha'ot bayom lemi she'avar ve'ichir. For a person who delayed it after Netzach Hama, you have until when to read it? The end of the third hour. Says the Rambam Vayter. Now what else is talui bizman? With this time, not on Kriyat Shema, the Gemara said, what else? Tefillin. Says the Rambam, Hilchot. What is this? Tefillah. And Sefer Torah. Okay? זמן הנחת תפילין, I'm sorry, תפילין ומזוזה. זמן הנחת התפילין ביום ולא בלילה, שנאמר מימים ימימה, חוקה זו היא מצוות תפילין. תפילין is only a day מצווה, וכן שבתות וימים טובים אינן זמן תפילין, שנאמר והיה לאות ושבתות וימים טובים הן עצמן אות. וממתי זמן הנחתן? When's the earliest time for putting on תפילין? מי שיראה את חברו בריחוק 400 ויקירהו, עד שתשכח המה, from... מי שיכיר את חברו, until what's the entire day, until the sun goes down.
Says Lila, Lila is not zman tefillin, it's not according to Chachamim, so that he's not going to fall asleep in it.
Correct. But even so, it's Lila zman tefillin, no, even the Rambam holds Lila is zman tefillin deoraita, even the Rambam holds like that, and the only reason why Lila loves zman tefillin is only din derabanan shem yafiach bahem, we'll get there, that's a gemara where.
He says that he already includes the Rabbanan.
That's correct, yes. Says Maran HaShulchan Aruch Siman Nunchet, זמן קריאת שמע של שחרית, מי שיראה את חברו הרגילים או קצת בריחוק 400 ויקירנו, ונמשך זמנה עד סוף 3 שעות שהוא רביע היום, which is a quarter of the day. ומצווה מן המובחר לקרותה כוותיקין. The best form of the מצווה of קריאת שמע is to read it when? ותיקין, says Maran, when's that? שהיו מכוונים לקרותה מעט קודם, אני צריך מה? They would read קריאת שמע a little bit before nets, כדי שיסיים קריאת שמע וברכותיה עם הנצח המה ויסמוך התפילה מיד בהנצח המה. So that what they could finish Kriyat Shema in the Brachot right at net and begin Amidah right at net. ומיש יוכל לכוון לעשות כן שכרו מרובה מאוד. A person who's able to do that Kriyat Shema כוותיקין and immediately Amidah בנט, says Maran, his reward is great indeed. Says the Rama, שיעור הנצח המה הוא כמו שיעור שעה אחת קודם שיעלה כל גוף השמש על הארץ. Now, somebody asked before, practically speaking, okay? Practically speaking, how much is... When is this? When is Mishiyakir et Chaviro? The Prima Gadim writes that this is approximately 6 minutes after Alot HaShachar. So says the Prima Gadim. The Kaf HaChaim says that the Minhag in Yerushalayim was to consider Mishiyakir et Chaviro Berichuk 400 approximately 1 hour before Netzach HaMa, which is a little bit later than 6 minutes after Alot HaShachar. Alot HaShachar, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, is 72 seasonal minutes before Netzach HaMa. According to the Prim Gadim, you start counting from Alot HaShachar 6 minutes afterwards. That is Mishiyakir. According to the Kaf HaChaim and other poskim, it's about an hour before Netz. It's preferable wherever possible with regards to Zman Talitu Tfilin, Zman Kriyat Shema V'chule, to be Machmir Kedat HaKaf HaChaim, and Nagon Chacham Tzion writes in Ole Tzion, not only an hour, if you can do a little bit after an hour, 50 minutes, 50 minutes before Netzach HaMa, that's even better to wait until then to put on your Talitu Tfilin. Now, but Maran Zichron Avrachai Nechavedat writes that wherever there's a pressing need, for instance, Miyan Po'anim, a person has to go, whatever it is, you may rely, because several poskim do bring down the Prima Gadim La'alacha, a person may rely on the Prima Gadim who says that Mishiyakir is 6 minutes after Alot HaShachar. Okay, Vayter?
This leniency also be taken to the 90 minutes of Alot HaShachar.
Huh?
The leniency for Po'alim can be taken also the 90 minutes, the opinion of the 90 minutes?
They can, not for Talit Utfinin, they can put it on before, we're going to see, and make a bracha later. But we're going to see that in Shulchan Aruch soon. Now, another thing, there's Machlok Taposkim, like I told you, how to calculate these 3 hours of the day that you have for Kriyat Shema. Is it from Alot to Tzet? Is it from Netz to Shkiah? Hagaon Chacham Ben Tzion, Hagaon Halacha Berura, they prove from the Shulchan Aruch that Maran HaShulchan Aruch holds, like the Magen Abraham and the Trumat Adeshin, that the day must be calculated from Alot HaShachar to Tzet HaKochavim, which means Zman Kriyat Shema Kedat Magen Abraham earlier. However, the Yalkut Yosef and Maran Zichrono Lebracha in Halichot Olam write that although it's not so pashut, different poskim say that it's not the halacha according to Maran, and especially since we found a Tshuvat Rambam who writes Beferush that the way to calculate is Kedat Rav Saadia Gaon from Netz to Shkiah, and the Gaon Mivina also says that when there's a need to, or a person who stayed up late learning whatever it is, or whatever the need is, a person may rely on the Shita of the Gaon to calculate the day from Netz to Shkiah for these 3 hours, even though Zman Kriyat Shema is going to be a little bit later. Let's move on a little bit. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Petet, Saif Aleph. Zman Tchilat, so we were talking about the earliest time for Kriyat Shema. What about Amida? Ziman tefilat ha-shachar mitzvata shiyatchil im ha-netzach hama. What's the most preferable time for tefilat shacharit, amida shel shacharit? Netzach hama. Kedichtiv, yira'ucha im shamesh, v'im itpalel mishe'ala amud ha-shachar, v'heir pina mizrach, yetza. If you prayed before netzach hama, after alot ha-shachar, says manan shulchan aruch, what? Yetza b'di'avad. V'nimshach zimana, how long do you have to pray shacharit until? Ad sof arba shaot shu shlish hayom. It goes until the end of the fourth hour of the day. That is sof zman tefila kemitzvata. However, v'im ta'a o avar v'itpalel achar arba shaot ad chatzot, afal pi she'en lo schar ketfila bizmana, schar tefila mi'aika. If you missed praying amidav shacharit until the end of the fourth hour of the day, everybody agrees that it can be the fourth hour of the day according to Netzach Hama, according to the Gaon, because Tefillah is only Midrabanan, Shacharit is Midoraita. However, over here, if you made it a little bit later, what happens if you missed the end of the fourth hour of the day, but you prayed Amidash and Shacharit before Chatzot Hayom? What's the halacha? Says Maran, you are Yotze, you don't get the mitzvah of Tefillah at its proper time, but you still get the mitzvah of Tefillah Shacharit. Machloket HaPoskim, according to the halacha, after Sof Zman Tefillah, which is the end of the fourth hour of the day, you lose the opportunity to say Birkot Kriyat Shema with Shemu Malchut. Okay, that's the halacha for Sfaradim, but you still may recite Amidah until Chatzot. What happens once Chatzot passes? What happens to Amidah of Shacharit? Kiss it goodbye. What do you do with Shacharit now?
Tashlumin.
Bishat HaMincha. Now, says the Haga, huh? With what? Yes. There are several poskim that say that it extends, but Safek Berachot Lakel dictates that we do not say it after the end of the fourth hour of the day, says the Rama. No. Says the Rama. ואחר חצות אסור להתפלל תפילת שחרית ואין כמן סימן סימן רש סימן קופחת. Next Rambam, סדר תפילות ככו. Okay, this is the way a person should pray. בשחר משקים אדם מברך ברכות אלו. Person gets up in the morning, makes ברכות השחר. בקורא הזמירות ומברך לפניהם ואחרים. What's זמירות? פסוקי דזמרה. And what's the ברכות before and after? ברוך שאמר, and ישתבח. וקורא אחר כך שמה ומברך לפניה ולאחריה, ומדלה קדושה מן הברכה הראשונה שלפניה, שאין היחיד אומר קדושה, וכשחותם, גאל ישראל מיד יעמוד כדי שיסמוך גאולה לתפילה. Immediately when you finish, ונאמר גואלנו, אדוני צבאות שמו קדוש ישראל, ברוך אתה השם, גאל ישראל, immediately what? Lead into? תפילת העמידה, in order to be סומך גאולה לתפילה, ומתפלל מעומד כמו שאמרנו, וכשישלים, when you're done עמידה, ישב ויפול על פניו, ומתחנן ומגביע ראשו, ומתחנן מעט, דו תחנון, you get down, our minhag is not to go down on our faces, כדעת הארי הקדוש, however according to the Rambam you do, then you pick up your head, ומתחנן מעט, והוא יושב בדברי תחנונים, ואחר כך יקרא תהילה לדוד, then after תחנון, what do you read? אשר שבתך, ויתחנן כפי כוחו, ויתפתה למעשה, say a little bit more תחנונים, and then go either to learn or to work. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, preferably learn, says Maran Shulchan Aruch, right? The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Amud Bet. How long? 2 weeks, right? Says the Gemara, Tzadikim Melachtam Na'aset Lahem Al Yedei Acherim. If a person is a true tzaddik, other people work for you. You sit, learn, and count money. Now says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. If that's not happening, what is that? That's a gauge of our tzidkut. Okay,
that's crazy.
Our righteousness. Now, says Maran Shulchan Aruch Vayter, צריך לסמוך גאולה לתפילה ולא יפסיק ביניהם אפילו באמן אחר גאל ישראל. Do not stop after גאל ישראל for anything in the world. No, not amen, not anything. ולא בשום פסוק חוץ מהשם שפתי תפתח. Once you said Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, what do you stop for at that point? What do you answer there? Nothing. The only word that can come after Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael is what?
Hashem
Sefatai. That's it. So go, what are you going
to
do?
Say, but is it better to stay and pray?
Can't pray like that. Now, he says, okay, he says Maran,
you could hold it in.
You should not hold it in. Now, says Did I skip a Maran?
Yes.
I skipped a Maran. Let's go back. צריך לשמור גאולה לתפילה, ולא יפסיק לאחר שאמר גאל ישראל, רק אם יראו אונס, שלא יניח תפילין ונזדמנו לו בין גאולה לתפילה, מניח אז, ולא יברך עליהם אחר שיתפלל, אבל תלית לא יניח אז. The only time, says Maran, you should ever stop between גאל ישראל and השם שפתי תפתח is what? If you, for some reason, didn't have a talit tefillin to put on, and you only got it then. Stop, you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, boom, somebody brings you tefillin. What do? Put it on real quick, don't make a beracha, pray, and when do you make the beracha on the tefillin? After the tefillah, because you can make a beracha on tefillin, even after you put it on, as long as it is still on you, and you can just shake it a little bit. V'im ad shelo amar gaal Yisrael yizdemnu lo talit utfilin, manicham lo yivarech aleim ad achar tefillah. V'yesh omnim shekodem gaal Yisrael yivarech ala tefillin, v'achi nahug. The Rama says that if you got talit utfilin before gaal Yisrael, you can make a bracha, but the halacha for us is like Maran, whether you, before the words gaal Yisrael, or after the words gaal Yisrael, and somebody brought you talit utfilin, what do? Put them on. Don't make a bracha, and make a just tefillin after. Just tefillin after. Talit you don't, says Maran. Now, says the next Maran, Shulchan Aruch, צריך לסמוך גאולה לתפילה ולא יפסיק בינינו אפילו באמן, אחר גאל ישראל, ולא בשום פסוק חוץ מהשם שפתי תפתח. ויש אומרים שמותר לענות אמן על גאל ישראל בכל נהגים. According to the Ashkenazim, they answer amen after gaal Yisrael, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's why the Chazan does what? By the Ashkenazim? He says, Baruch Atah Hashem gaal... No Israel, so that he doesn't put you in a position where you have to answer amen. But by Sfaradim, minhag kol Sfaradim, bechol mekomos noshvotam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Israel. And nobody answers amen, kedat, marana shulchan aruch. ויש אומרים, הד צריך לסמוך גאולה לתפילה, היינו דווקא בחול או ביום טוב, אבל בשבת אין צריך, וטוב להחמיר, אם לא במקום שצריך לכך. He says, it is better to do what? It's 9:35, right? It's better to do. You don't need Gaal Yisrael. You don't need Smichut Geulah Letfilah B'Shabbat and Yom Tov. However, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, he doesn't make that chiluk. Let's do another Rambam. The Rambam over here just brings, if you look in the middle of the... We said it's a mitzvah to run to see even non-Jewish kings. What does it mean it's a mitzvah? The Rambam writes that even for a Kohen to run in Eretz Amim, which is Tum'a Midrabanan, he's allowed to skip over graves to do what? To go see a non-Jewish king since it's a mitzvah. Says the Rambam, וכן מדלגין על גבי ארונות של מתים לקראת מלכי ישראל, ואפילו מלכי גויים כדי להבחין בינם לבין מלכי ישראל כשיחזור כבודן למקומן. Okay, that's how much of a mitzvah this says the Rambam. Let's see one more. Huh? Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Says Maran Shulchan Aruch on the next page. Mitzvah liishtadel lirot melachim afilu melchei umot ha'olam. It is a mitzvah to always try to see any king, even a goyish king. Now there's machloket, not with regards to this. Of course you should see the kavod of President Trump and others. The question is, there's a bracha for non-Jewish kings as well. The bracha for Jewish kings is, shechalak mikevodo lire'av, and the bracha upon seeing non-Jewish kings is, shechalak mikevodo lebasar vadam. The question is, there's a machlok taposkim, according to Don, to Maran, can you make that bracha on the President of the United States? So, huh? Shenatan. Yeah, okay. So now, what happens if you see the president? Now, the president, can he kill somebody? Well, he can wage war on countries. I mean, if to really wage war, he needs Congress, right? To declare war. But as we saw last week, to bomb people out of their minds, right? He doesn't need Congress for that. He can do it himself. And not only that, if somebody was sentenced to death, what can the president do?
Pardon
him. So he has the koach. The question is, so certainly he has that power, but the president of the United States doesn't walk around in bigdei malchut. Right? What's the most chashuv clothing that you'll see the President of the United States wearing? A suit and tie, like any other businessman. For that reason, Maran Zichron Avrachani Chavedat, and in Chazon Avadia, and Agon Yalkut Yosef, right, that a person may not make the bracha of Shenatan Kvodo Lebasar Vadam, because he's not wearing bigdei malchut. You would need not only the ability to put to death or to pardon from death, but you need also bigdei malchut. That's why safek brachot lakel, no bracha on the President of the United States. Hagaon Chacham David writes in Halacha Berurah, he disagrees with his father, and he says lehalacha. Hagaon Chacham David writes that I'm talking poskim, I'm talking psak halacha, I'm talking sfarim, I'm telling you psak halacha. You want to do what you want with it. Say there in Ashkenazim it's machlok ta poskim. Now, so Agon Chacham David writes in Halacha Berurah that you don't need necessarily bigdei malchut, even if it is as long as it's not begadim zulim. If you see the President of the United States going golfing or taking a jog in sweats, then you would not make the bracha. However, if he's wearing dignified clothing for the President of the United States, which is a suit and tie, says a Gaon Chacham David and Hacha Berurah, arguing on his father and his brother, that you would make Shenatan Mikvodo, and if you want to do that, you may. Yeah.
So not only the President, many kings now around the world don't dress in the...
Correct. But the even according to Chacham David, you would need A, the ability to wage war, to kill or pardon, plus dignified clothing, not necessarily bigdim malchut, but dignified clothing. Now, okay?
So what do we do?
Huh?
We see Trump. What do we do?
Ma she'ata rotze. Now, as follows.
No? Oh, do we say sabah?
Do what you want. I don't know. Now, because
Prime Minister of Israel
is the same thing. He can. It's not really him because the Prime Minister cannot pardon from it. First of all, there are no death sentences in Israel. There's only one time in Israel's history that they imposed a death sentence, and that was when Eichmann. Okay, so there is no law even for terrorists. Unfortunately, there's no death sentence. The Israeli law does not allow for capital punishment. Okay, it's only life sentences. That's A. Huh? They do targeted killings. That's true. Okay, A. And B, you'd have the same thing. The Prime Minister of Israel doesn't walk around in Bigdei Malchut. He walks around in... So over there, Rov Kechol HaPoskim say that even... I believe that Chacham David would also say that you would not say Shenatan Mikvodo upon seeing the Prime Minister of Israel. Weiter. Says the Rambam. ובתפילת המנחה מתחיל לקרוא תהילת דוד מיושב, במנחה you start reading אשרי, ואחר כך עומד ומתפלל תפילת המנחה, וכשמשלים נופלל על פניו ומתחנן, ומגביה ראשו והתחנן כפי כוחו ויפתה למעשיו. Which means, over here also, what's גאולה לתפילה במנחה? אשרי, and immediately after אשרי, what? עמידה. Okay? ובתפילת הערב קורא קריאת שמה, ומברך לפניה ולאחריה, וסומך גאולה לתפילה, ומתפלל מעומד. וכשישלים ישב מעט ויפטר והמתחנן אחר תפילת ערבית הרי זה משובח. It's better to say a few תחנונים after ערבית ואף על פי שמברך השכיבנו אחר גאל ישראל אינה הפסק בין גאולה לתפילה והרי שתיהן כברכה אחת ארוכה. Even though a person saying השכיבנו after גאל ישראל, is it still considered that he's being סומך גאולה לתפילה בערבית? Says the Rambam, for sure, since it's part of the תפילה, it's considered like one long ברכה. Says מרן, last one, אין לספר בין גאולה בערבית לתפילה. Person shouldn't say anything between Gaal Yisrael and Arvit and Amida. Even those who have the minhag, Ashkenazim, and some Moroccans and Tunisians, North Africans who have the minhag to say Yiru Einenu, they shouldn't say anything between that and Amida. ומי הוא מה שמכריז שליח ציבור ראש חודש בין קדיש לתפילת ערבית, לא והפסק כיוון שהוא צורך התפילה, but Maran does allow, as opposed to שחרית, Maran says, are you allowed to say, יעלה ויבוא, or על הניסים, or whatever before, עמידה וערבית, Maran says, it's מותר, since it's צורך התפילה, we saw the כפחיים and others argued on that, it's better not to, וכן יכול לומר, ברכו להוציא משלו שמה, ולא והפסק, you could say, ברכו over there also, but anyways, our minhag is to say, ברכו where, at the end of the תפילה, says, דירמה, ראיתי מדקדקים נהגו לעמוד כשאומרים היו תחת פסוקים של ברוך השם לעולם, ומנהג יפה הוא, כי נתקנו במקום תפילת י"ח, ועל כן ראוי לעמוד בהן כמו בתפילה for Ashkenazim, it's better to say those 18 פסוקים, and you know, איננו standing, but anyways, our minhag is not to say this עד כאן, ברוך ה' לעולם, אמן ואמן.